like to say good afternoon to everyone. We're very thankful this afternoon to have you on our call, especially those who may not be members of the Church of Christ. We want you to know you are very honored and distinguished guest of the audience. If you have not been born again, you need to do that before you die. Jesus came to save our souls. He gave his life on Calvary, shed his blood, to wash your sins away in baptism. That same blood purchased his church. The only one you ever read about in the Bible, that is the Church of Christ. Acts 2 and verse 47 tell us the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. To save, they're in the church. And to be saved, you must hear the gospel, believe it with all of your heart, repent of your sins, confess Jesus to be the Son of God, to be baptized in water for the remission of your sins. In no order, you contact the blood of Jesus. Be born again as a new creature in Christ. And then you can live faithful. You must live faithful unto death. God will give you a crown of life. If you want to call and visit with us from other congregations, you too are welcome to our call and to members who may have fallen. We pray you'll get back up. Fight this good fight of faith. It leads me into a short lesson on behalf of this afternoon. Be ye strong. Be ye strong. Be strong and of good courage. Joshua chapter 1. And I think it's important that we all know that God commands us, as he did Joshua, to be strong and of good courage, which is sometimes hard to do. You're fighting the battle of life. You're fighting the good fight of faith, as we call it. It's necessary for soldiers to be strong, meaning they can't be weak. You can't give in to the battle. When the battle get hard, the stronger you must stand. You must stand against those things which are trying your faith, those things which are trying your life, those things which are trying to take you out of God's army. Joshua was one of God's leaders coming behind Moses. Moses was a great leader of God as well. And Moses has died now. And Joshua has taken over the scene. But God is faithful, even though this is directly to Joshua himself. It applies to all of us as we fight in our fight of life. Jesus is our captain. He's the captain of our salvation. So in this case, I want to point out the things that God reminded Joshua, as he had did with Moses, the things that keep us strong, things that are going to keep us fighting as we move to the New Testament toward the end of the lesson. It applies to every Christian living. Every one of us listening need to be strong and of good courage. Why? We got to fight the fight. We trying to get to heaven. In this case, Joshua was trying to get the children of Israel to the promised land, and they wandered in the wilderness. God used Moses to bring them out of Egypt, and he dried the Red Sea up, told them to stand still. And Israel crossed over on the Red Sea of dry land. And then they went into the wilderness and murmured there, and they lived in the wilderness. And now Moses is dead. They did a lot of things in the wilderness. As a matter of fact, all of them died in the wilderness, and others, the children came up, and Joshua had to go back later on in this book, that Joshua had to circumcise many of them, because they were not circumcised, because God did not allow them to leave the wilderness. It's important that we understand, even Moses himself, because of some mistakes he made in the wilderness, was only able to go up and see the promised land. So we learn from the Old Testament. It's for our learning. And in this case, we're learning that as we go through life, and we are going through the Red Sea of life for us, baptism. Once we go through the Red Sea of baptism, we got to live in this world. That's the wilderness. But to get to the promised land, you got to cross the Jordan. The Jordan River has to be crossed to get into Jericho. And that's where the promised land filled with milk and honey. Now, in this case, Joshua chapter 1, I'll point out some things through the text here for a few minutes that would help us all be strong and of good courage. The Bible says, now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Therefore, arise, go over to the Jordan, thou and all his people, unto the land which I will give to them, even to the children of Israel. So God has made a promise to Moses. He's made a promise to Joshua that he's going to get his people to the promised land. God has promised us that we're going to get to the promised land. Our promised land would be heaven. Amen. That's going to be heaven. That's the Canaan land. That's the land where the others saved. That's where we're going to be. Amen. So baptism is where you cross over and start living. Jordan is the death. We got to cross the Jordan River of death in order to make it to the promised land. So here we are. Moses, God has promised. There is a heaven, you all, to win and a hell to miss. He said, God told, he's telling Joshua, you got to go on and get them there. Moses started, man. You just take them on. He said, every place that your sole of your foot shall tread, Joshua, that I have given unto you, as I said in Moses. God going to be for us as he was with them. He's going to be here for us. He's going to be here for every man who stands as a man of God, who stands and preaches the truth. He's going to be with him, just like he was with Moses, just like he was with Joshua. Amen. And so I'm so thankful to know, as long as we do what God told us, he's going to be right there for us. No matter what we tread on, God is going to be there. From the wilderness, he said to him, and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of Hittites, unto the great sea toward him, going down to the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. See, when God is with you, just like it did with Paul, no matter everybody else can turn against you, but God will stand with you as long as you stand with what's right. That's what happened with the Apostle Paul. Here he is telling Joshua right here. Paul said, when no other man was stood with me, the Lord stood with me. So Joshua, understand this. When we're strong, brothers and sisters, a good courage, God is going to stand. He's going to stand with us as long as we're doing what's right and we're doing it to bring him glory, as with Joshua and as with Moses. He said, I'm going to be there with you. I'm going to be there with you, Joshua. I'm going to be there with you, Brother Brooks. I'm going to be there with you as long as you stand with my truth. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. I'm going to take that as a personal from God. As long as the man of God, the leader of the people, stay with the book, teach the truth, do the things God told us to do, God will be there with us. And if he's with us, with the leaders, he's going to be with the people. Then he said, Joshua, be thou strong. Be strong. This is an emphasis I want to put on this afternoon. How did Joshua be strong, not knowing what was ahead of him? There's a lot going on ahead of him. He's going to have to deal with the people ahead of him. He's going to have to go through some wars ahead of him. And Joshua chapter 10, he's going to be fighting a battle in the Valley of Ajalon. He's going to have to, it's a lot ahead. Here's one thing we need to know about God. He already knows what's ahead of us. God knew 2 years ago what was ahead of us. God knew years ago what the world was going to have to face. He knew we got to go through this pandemic. He knew about the freeze. God knows everything before. He's all knowing. So he's already, everything, Brother Scott said this morning, everything wrote in the scripture is relevant today because God already knows where are we going to need right now. Everything in the scripture is relevant. Every day of our life, we can depend on God to already know. God had already put in place things to get his people to where he wants them to be. He's given us everything we need to make heaven our home. What we got to do, Halahite? What we got to do, Church of Christ? What we got to do, listen, all, be strong. Don't be weak. Be strong and of good courage. How do you be strong? You stand with God. Because God is our strength. He's our strength. As long as we stay with him, we can be strong. For to this people shall thou divide an inheritance in the land, he's telling Joshua, which I swear unto the father to give them. God got a plan for his people, and the men going to carry it out. He said, only be strong. Only be, he said, be strong and of good courage. Being courageous. Got to take on those challenges of life. How many of you are strong and have good courage? Are you willing to take on the challenges of life? Life will send us trauma. Life will send us tragedy. Life will send us bad decisions, bad situations that we must deal with. But a man of God, a sister, brother, sister in Christ, who's strong, got to stay with the Lord. Be of good courage. Be courageous. Don't give in to the devil. We got to fight the good fight of faith. The fight is against evil. The fight is against wrong. But we're standing for right. We're courageous people. We have to stand in our lives because we want to make heaven our home. And God has already promised us there is a heaven to win. There's a land. There's a place where God will be, where the street is gold, and where the walls of jasper. And God will be there. He tells Joshua, only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe do all according to all the law. Here's the beginning of being strong and courageous. But first of all, we got to do to stay strong, have a mind to be strong. How you have a mind to be strong? You got to observe the law of God. We have to respect the word of God. You have to take and observe, and not only observe it, but do what the law says do. This is what's going to keep us in the winning category. Strong and courageous Christians will stick with the book. That's why we observe in the Church of the Christ. That's why we're going to continue to sing. That's why we're going to continue to pray in worship. That's why we're going to continue to give as we prosper. That's why we're going to continue to take the Lord's Supper. Everything. What are we doing? We're strong people. We're courageous people. We're going to fight the battle of life, but we got to stay with the law of God. That's why we can't allow nothing to come in our worship service that's not authorized by God. We can't do anything that's not authorized by God. This is commanded. To be strong, we got to observe and do according to the law. You want to be strong in your life as a Christian? You want to be able to make it to heaven? You got to observe and do. Strong and courageous Christians observe and do according to not some of the law, but all of the law. He said, which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Somebody has to teach. Someone has to be taught. Some of us, as strong, courageous Christians, should be teaching others what God has commanded them, and teaching them what to do. That's the purpose of the church, is to bring them up, make strong Christians able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And he says to him, here's the second thing. Turn not from it right hand to the right hand or to the left. Strong and courageous Christians will understand that I observe and do according to all the law. And whatever the law says, I will not turn to the right or to the left of it. What he's saying, don't add to it and don't take away from it. You want to get to heaven? You want to get to the promised land? You're going across the Jordan. Remember, Jordan is death. The baptism is the Red Sea. But to get to the promised land, you cannot turn left or right of the scripture. This is how we stay strong at a congregation. It doesn't matter what happens in this life. If we stay with the Lord will take care of us. We can't turn to the left, though, or we can't turn to the right, of what thus said the Lord, according to the law. And then he says, you do that might prosper. See, God will bless. A prosper is a blessing. You want a blessing? You got to stay strong and courageous. How we get our blessing? Stay with the law. Do, observe, and do according to all the law. Do what God has commanded us to do. Don't go to the left of it, or don't go to the right, so we can be prosperous. When others are looking for us to fail, when others are looking that you're going to go down, you got some people who go to a game watching the game, hoping the people lose. We're in this battle against evil, and there are some hoping we lose, but we are prosperous. We can be prosperous by doing what God has told us. God said, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to bless you. God bless you. I bless you going in. I bless you coming out. If you just keep my word, Deuteronomy 29, he said, you just keep my word. He told him, I bless you. I bless your children. I bless your city. I bless everything you touch. I bless your basket. I bless your food. I bless. God said, just do what I say do. All right. What we got to do? Do what the Lord say do, and he'll bless us. Then he tells Joshua, the book of the law shall not depart out of your, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. He said, look here, you need to think about what I'm saying. There's a lot of time we doing some talking about scripture. When you want to be strong, if you want to be strong as a Christian, meditate, think about what's being said. Think about what the Lord is telling you through his word. Meditate on that. Not just daytime, but meditate on it at night. He said, he told him to meditate. Think about it. Be sure you understand. So when you know what the Lord said, do. He said, thou that mayest observe and do according to all that is written therein. So you got to get in there and meditate so you can do and observe everything the Lord has told you to do. For then he said, thou shalt make thy way prosperous. See, we just can't guess at it. Whatever the Lord say do, that's the way we got to do it. We got to think about the way we're doing it. Make sure it's according to God's will. No matter what we're doing in our lives, no matter what's going on in our lives, in the church, out of the church, individual lives, think about it. There are times when you need to meditate. Meditate. Free of distractions. Get some time in the Word. Get you some study time where you sit down and meditate. Don't just sit and listen to Brother Brooks or Brother Stroud or anybody just teach. Go back on your own. To make you need to be strong. And to be strong, you got to meditate on the Word of God so you know how to observe and do. That way you'll be prosperous and have great success. God didn't come back and ask them a question. Verse 9. He said, have I not commanded thee? He's like, God came and said, you heard what I said, but now I want you to know this is, I'm commanding you. What are you commanding, Joshua? God? Be strong. The emphasis on strength. You be strong. And you get ready to, because God's telling you, you have to be courage. You have to have courage if nothing bad is getting ready. If nothing's going to happen, you know, it's going to put fear in you. So he's telling you, be strong. You stand with me. You have courage to face the battle. And don't be afraid. So all of us understand, we got to be strong by putting the Word in us. Get ready to face the battle. Have the courage to face what life's going to send you. Life's going to send us some tough things. Life's going to send all of us some tough things. It can be your physical health. It can be your mental health. It could be your children. It could be on your job. It could be at the congregation you're going through. It could be in your personal life. It could be on your job. It could be somebody you thought they loved you and you found out they didn't love you. It could be in a marriage. You got to be strong and you got to have courage to stand up when things are going hard and it's tough. You got to be able to stand. Be not afraid. God said, don't be afraid. Don't be discouraged. That's dismayed. Don't be discouraged by it. Here's why. Get this in your mind, Joshua. The Lord thy God is with thee whatsoever thou goest. Brothers and sisters, we all need to think like this. God is with us no matter where we go. No matter when the doctor say ain't nothing else can be done. And everybody's going to be give up on your life. God said, I'm here. Nobody can. The Lord said, I'm going to be with you wherever you go. And I know you like me. I want to make sure that the Lord is with me. What is the lesson this afternoon? The lesson is simple. It's really saying that we need to make sure that we understand we are to be strong. We are to hand. We can't be weak. We can't fall to the wild of the devil. God told Moses that. He told Joshua, those who make the word of God their rule and they walk according to the rule will do well and be very successful as a Christian. That's what he was telling. Success depended on him being strong and courageous. So Joshua was type of Christ, like for us, our captain, our salvation. He was strong. He was courageous. The Bible said in Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 10, 11. For it became him for whom all things and through whom all things are all things and bringing many sons unto glory to make the author of their salvation perfect through suffering. Jesus even had to suffer. He had to be strong. He had to have courage to face those who were going to kill him. The verse 11. For both he that sanctified and they that are sanctified are all one. For which cause he's not ashamed to be called our brother. Jesus already suffered for us. He came after Moses. Bible says in John 1:17, for the law was given unto Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. Can't you see who led us to be strong and courageous? Who was our Joshua? Who was our Moses? It was Jesus. Jesus led us to be victorious. That's why Paul said, in all things, we're more than conquerors through him that loved us. Romans 8, verse 37. He's our advocate. He's there for us, speaking to God for us. 1 John 2 and the verses number 1. The Bible said, my little children, these things write unto you that you sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father. Who is it? Jesus Christ, the righteous. So what do we got? What do we got here? We got men like Joshua. Even Paul talks about in Romans chapter 4 and verse 20, talking about Abraham. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. Strong people believe God meant what he said. If God said, I'm not going to leave you, I'm never going to forsake you, he didn't stagger. He didn't waver, which means he was strong. That's what Paul went on to say in Romans 4:20. But was strong in faith. What is the strength? It's in the believing of the word. Like he told Moses, you stay with the law, know the law, meditate on the law, that develops your faith. The faith comes by hearing by the word of God. You want to be strong? You want to be able to fight this fight and make heaven your home? You got to be strong in your belief. Strong in believing what the word of God does. He's not going to part the Red Sea for us to see it. We got to believe it when we read it. And we got to be strong because there are going to be some among us who are not strong. There are going to be brothers and sisters who are going to not be strong. And so the Bible do tell us, then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak, not to please ourselves. We don't bear the infirmities of the weak so to please ourselves. We do it because we know they need the help. They're Romans 15:1. We, those who are strong, the church needs strong brothers. Strong brothers. Courageous brothers. Are you a strong brother? We need strong sisters that can stand because they're going to be weak brothers and they're going to be weak sisters. But the strong, we can bear the infirmities of the weak. Who's going to be strong? Those who stick with the word. They observe and do all God said do. And they meditate on his word, how to be strong. Sometimes we're going to have to fight this fight because Paul said in Ephesians chapter 5, chapter 6, verse number 10, Paul said, finally, my brother, be strong. See that? In the Lord. Where your strength is going to be. The Lord, in the Lord, stand with the Lord. That's what Joshua had going for him. That's why when he got into battle in chapter 10 of Joshua, the Bible says that God stopped the sun in midair and the moon stood still in the valley of Adullam. God was with him. He told him we weren't going to ever leave. And then Paul tells the Christian, you stay strong in the Lord and the power of might. Now look, he said, here's how you do it. Put on the whole armor of God. Same thing he told Joshua. This you may be able to stand against the wild of the devil. We can't win. Strong people got to have the armor on in order to stand against the devil. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. The fight is not between us, y'all, but against principalities, powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high place. Then he says, here's where, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand and withstand in the evil day, and having done all, stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of gospel of peace. Above all, take the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Last is in praying always, with all prayer, supplication, and spirit, watching therefore unto all perseverance and supplication for the saints. What did Paul tell the Christians to do? Very similar to what God told Joshua. He said, you get the word, you put on the whole armor. Be strong, put your armor on, the word of God, the breastplate of righteousness, living right. Make sure the gospel carries you through the world. Shield of faith you got to have, helmet of salvation, you got to have the sword of spirit, which is the word of God. And then you got prayer power. When God said, when you call on me, I'll be there. That's what he told Joshua. I'll never leave you, nor you forsake you. So what is the lesson this evening? All of us going to face the fight. Will you face it by being strong? Will you face this fight of life, the fight of faith, trying to get to the promised land? We trying to get to the promised land. And God was carrying, they was carrying an ark, and they put their feet in the Jordan River. And the river stood up because they did what God told them to. And the journey was just like they crossed over on when the Red Sea stood up. God said he stood up the Jordan, and Israel walked across on dry land. We got God with us, brothers and sisters. One day, we'll go across on dry land. We'll be able to make heaven our home. We'll be there with God. We'll be there. He'll wipe away all our tears from our eyes. And God will be there. He will love us. There'll be no more crying and no more dying. No more sicknesses and no more hospitals. Because God will be there. And we'll be his children. The Bible says he will wipe away all our tears. Who's going to make it to heaven? Those who are strong and courageous. I hope this evening the lesson is encouraging to be a fighter. Be a fighter. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold, that you may lay hold on eternal life. Be strong, Hans. Be of good courage. We have to fight whatever is put before us. We'll fight it. As long as we stay with the Word of God, as long as we don't go left, right, or in, God will take care of everything. You got something going on in your life? Have you moved to the left or right of the Word of God? Are you on the call this evening? You're going through a storm. You're going through something making you feel real weak. I want to encourage you. Maybe it's that perhaps you're on the call today and you're one who has never been baptized for the remission of sin. Oh, you're going to need to be baptized. You got to believe that Jesus Christ came and hung and bled and suffered on the cross. God loved you that much. And he would send his only son. And it was the Bible said that greater love had no man than to lay down his life for his friend. See, Jesus did the hard part. He laid down his life to save your soul. Now, do you believe that he was suffering and not want you to be saved? Sure he does. He's calling you this evening. Come to me. Come to me, all you labor and heavy laden. How many of you believe that Jesus Christ hung on the cross, shedded the blood? If you believe that with all of your heart, then repent of the sin. Right now, make a decision. I need the Lord in my life. I can't fight this battle by myself. I'm feeling weak. Well, get the Lord in your life. How do you do that? Be willing to confess Jesus to be the Son of God before me. Then be baptized. What is baptism for? The remission of sins, Acts 2:38. It's baptism. It's where you join the force with God. It's in baptism when the Lord adds you to the church. It's in baptism when you become a child of God. You come up a baby, and you got to grow strong. You got to go to be strong because you got to fight ahead of him. You got to journey ahead of him. But he don't leave you alone. He not leave you alone. He going to put you in the church. And the other people, there's some strong brothers and sisters in the church. And these brothers and sisters are trying to get to heaven. And you know what? Strong brothers and sisters going to stick with the Lord, and they going to help you get to heaven. But you got to get started. And then maybe there's somebody on the call today who maybe you've been going through some things. I don't know what you've been going through. And maybe you're feeling weak at this time. Then I want to ask you a question. Have you asked God to forgive you for the sins that maybe you committed? Or have you fallen by the wayside? Why don't you get up? It's not too late. Get back up and get on the battlefield, and you'll be able to make heaven your home. Be strong and courageous. Be strong enough to say I'm wrong. Be courageous enough to make your confession. I have sinned against you, Lord. Have courage to say I want to try again. Try again. Don't ever give up. And then when you get up, to get stronger, you got to abide in the word. And what John said, I have written unto your fathers because you have known him, that is it, from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because you are strong. And the word of God abided in you. And you have overcome the wicked one. 1 John 2 and the verse 14. That's how you overcome. The word of God must abide in you. You are strong when you have the word in you. Why don't you come back home? Why don't you come back? Wouldn't you call? If you need to be baptized today, hit 5-star on your phone. If you sing a song of encouragement, if you want to make a confession, hit 5-star on your phone. If you just need prayer, let us pray with you. Because prayers of the righteous is part of the prosperity of a Christian. Because we can pray to God. And the Lord said, his eyes are over the righteous and his ears are open to their prayer. Let us pray with you for what you're going through so that you can be strong. If you're just feeling weak, let us pray for you. Let us pray for you to see. Be, brothers and sisters, be strong and courageous. There is a promise in you. And one day, the strong will make it there. May God bless you. I hope you enjoy the lesson. When you come, as together we sing the song we pray.